Welcome to the English with Kirsty podcast from englishwithkirsty.com. I'm Kirsty, and I support multilingual professionals to discover their voice in English. On the podcast, we talk about language, learning, and intentional communication. We hear about my guests' language journeys and share tips that help you communicate in a way that makes sense and sounds like you. Welcome back to the English with Kirsty podcast. And today I wanted to take a few minutes to talk about discovering our voice, because I often talk about Discover Your Voice in English. That's the name of my mentoring program. And it's where we talk about how somebody's, the English speaking version of them can be different to who they are normally, and what we can do, what they can do to bring these two parts of themselves closer together. But then I started thinking about discovering our professional voice as well, because that is also a process and a journey, even in our first language. Some of the conversations I've had this week are about that, you know, like about sales calls, how, yeah, maybe it is hard to have them in another language sometimes, but it's not massively easy in your first language either if you haven't done much of that, or if you find sales calls themselves to be a bit of a challenge. So it got me thinking about discovering our voice generally in our first language or any other. And I think this is something that we as professionals, especially if we are independent professionals or running our own businesses, something that we need to develop either intentionally, or sometimes it happens naturally. But I think it's a very different kind of communication style to ones we may have used in the past. So when I think about my previous work, I was communications manager in a large government organization. And I was writing for different audiences. There was, you know, communication for internal colleagues. There was communication for the public. And there was communication for other stakeholders and organizations, like partner organizations that we worked with. So they had a higher level of specialist knowledge. But when we're writing for the public, it had to be something that any member of the public could understand, and you couldn't assume certain levels of knowledge as you could with either internal colleagues or people in partner organizations. So there were different ways of writing, but it was all of the time when I was working there, I was writing on behalf of the organization, or sometimes on behalf of individuals within the organization, but I wasn't writing as myself. And I guess it's similar if you've been writing academic papers in the past. That is a very different style of writing than, you know, writing your own content that will be consumed by colleagues or potential clients. And so I thought about this journey, and it was a journey, because I struggled a lot more at the beginning to think, well, that sounds okay, but is it you? Is it really what you sound like? And I think it's got a lot better now that I can ignore some of the things that I used to have to do, and I don't feel I try not to listen to all of the information we're given about how a LinkedIn post should look, and how you can't put more than so many words on in a paragraph, and I'm like, okay, there are some general rules, but I also want to sound like myself, and I don't want to sound like AI and I don't want to have everything condensed into a really short couple of lines when I have more to say. So that's one of the nice things I think about LinkedIn, that you can, not everybody will like my style, but at least it'll be consistent because it's mine. But when we were talking about this on LinkedIn, it made me think that, you know, child Kirsty knew her voice, because I was always writing something when I was a child. But then having this transition, I think it was good, because I learned a lot through, the various jobs I had, but particularly focusing on the last one, because that was a role specifically within communication. But it's a learning curve. And if you haven't had another role, you still have to discover your voice in your first language when you are writing for your own business, and discover what that business's voice is going to be like. Are there certain words that you choose to avoid, or like what level of professionalism do you want to have? Who's going to be reading it? Who do you want to be reading it? What are they going to be expecting? And sometimes the tone can differ a bit depending on what platform you're choosing to focus on. But I don't actually think we should have like four or five different versions of ourselves. I think it should be appropriate, but it still needs to feel like us because otherwise you get a real disconnect when people meet you. And so just setting the scene with that, because I know I talk a lot about working in an additional language. But I think it's also worth thinking, like, is there anything I can do to be more like myself in my first language, as well as developing these other voices in other languages? Because when we get this wrong, there can be a disconnect, and people might be surprised or they might find it a bit strange. I remember I was involved in a project in Germany, I think. I don't remember exactly, but I think it was around 2005. So my German was not, it's not what it is today. I'm still learning, but I hadn't had a lot of exposure to speaking in a real context. I had friends, I had education, but yeah, that's not really the same. And so I had these two identities going on, the written one and the spoken one. So the written one was actually quite confident. We don't have, or we didn't have, all the tools at that time that we have today for checking what we're writing and looking for those adjective endings that always try to trip us up. Or is it just me? But I wrote as myself, and I felt quite comfortable with that. And at that time, a lot of the communication that we had was in writing. And then we had a meeting, and I wasn't, it didn't match up. The person in the meeting wasn't like the person who wrote these sometimes quite direct, forthright emails about things. And then I turned up and was kind of terrified of speaking in front of the group. So that didn't make sense. And sometimes I think if people's written words are so polished, and then people meet us and find that we don't speak like that. I'm not just thinking about making mistakes, I'm thinking about the way that people choose to write. If they outsource too much of their writing, or they let AI do too much of their writing, and then people meet you and have a conversation with you, and it doesn't line up. That can be damaging in terms of the trust that you're trying to build. So I think when I started talking about discover your voice in another language, there are so many layers to this, and I think not to feel overwhelming, but I think it's just good to be aware of them, and to think not just in our additional languages, but even if we're working in our first language, like, does the version of me that people meet in writing line up with the person that they meet if they speak to me on a call? And if not, which one is more like me? Which one is more real? Because in the German example, the real one was actually the writing, but it was like nerves preventing me from doing that. In some other cases, it may be the real one is the speaking, because people are feel more relaxed when they're speaking. They don't like writing very much. And I'm not saying if you don't like writing, you shouldn't write. I'm not saying that at all, but I'm just saying that it's good if people feel like, oh yeah, this is the same person. There's consistency through all the messaging, whether it's in a meeting or on a video or in writing or in a newsletter, whatever it is, that if there's this consistency that runs through all of your messaging, whether it's your first language or another one, then that really builds trust more. So I started off talking about people finding their voice in English, and then I realized that for all of us, there are all these multiple parts to our voices, our written voice, our spoken voice, our additional language voices. And it's fascinating because they're all parts of us. And sometimes I think it's good to give people different ways. Like, I have the podcast, so people can get to know me that way. I have the events, so people can interact with me live for the language professionals in the community. And I write as well, because I'm not a pictures girl. I find it difficult to create images. So my way of communicating is with words, either writing or interacting with other people's content. So I think it's good to have the variety, and your different ways may be different to mine. I'm not saying mine are the way, they're the way for me, but like, you might like to make short videos, or you might like to do something completely different, and that's all fine. But I would just encourage all of us, including me, to think about these different ways in which we communicate, and if they're giving the same kind of vibe, same kind of message, and whether that's the message that we want people to receive. So that's my thought for today. If anyone wants any help with the English part of that, any support with being more of yourself in English, I have a number of different options, different programs available. If you want to find out more about them, you can go to my website, which is Englishwithkirsty.com, and you can also arrange to have a chat with me so that I can explain some of the differences or what might be more useful once I've understood what you need. So that isn't like a sales pitch, it's just directing you because there are a number of different options which one may be better for you. And yeah, that's what I want to leave you with today. Have a great week and enjoy your languages. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the English with Kirsty podcast. If you have any questions or comments, my email address is kirsty@englishwithkirsty.com, or you can go to www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast, where you'll find information about the individual episodes.